everybody. Welcome to my very first podcast. I am nervous, terrified, excited, all at the same time, if that's even possible. I have been wanting to start a podcast for so long, but I have been terrified and not sure even how to start. But today, I was inspired by Jodi Moore. If you have not heard of Jodi Moore, you need to go check her out over at her podcast called Better Than Happy. She is a life coach, and she has taught me so much about letting go of my fears and just moving forward so that I can inspire people. I have always wanted to help other people. I've always wanted to inspire other moms. So I feel that this is one way I can do it. So I am a blogger over at upliftingmayhem.com, and I just write about all things mom. I have 5 little boys. My oldest is 11 and my youngest is 4. And it is a beautiful, crazy world that I live in. My focus for this podcast is to inspire you and to find the beauty in your life so that you can live the best life that you can. That's my goal, and that's where we're going to shoot for with our weekly podcast. This week, I want to tell you a little bit of what we did last week. Last week, we were able to take a family trip to Lake Powell. And those of you who don't live in Utah where Lake Powell is a lake that's created by the Glen Canyon Dam. And this lake is fed by the Colorado River, but the majority of Lake Powell is housed in Utah. So it is this miles and miles and miles long lake that is just beautiful, that's full of beautiful tall red cliffs that sleek down into the greenish, bluish waters of Lake Powell. It is beautiful. So we spent last week in Lake Powell, and as we were exploring many of the different canyons, my mind began wandering as I was sitting in the front of our boat as we were boating along, and I was looking at the water and seeing how beautiful the water was and the ripples that were going across it. And early in the morning, it was just pure glass. It was just beautiful. And the reflections you could see from the mountains or the cliffs, you could see in the reflection of the water. It was just a really, really beautiful moment. And my mind just wandered a little bit. It tends to do that every once in a while when I get caught up in these little tender mercy moments that I feel like God gives us to kind of recharge us as mothers. But here we were floating on top of this beautiful calm water without a worry in the world, and it was peaceful, and my heart was so full as I took in all of God's beautiful creations. And at this moment, I had the thought come to my mind that this water could either be calm and peaceful, or it could all of a sudden turn into something, a force of utter destruction. It's that powerful. And I got to thinking, how can something so beautiful and life-sustaining change so rapidly and become incredibly terrifying? As I was thinking about this, I had a parallel come to my mind that taught me something. It always amazes me how the world around us can teach us so much. There's so many things God teaches us through his creations that he has given us around us that we get to see and witness every single day. I realized at that moment that as moms, we can set the tone and feeling in our own home through our thoughts and our actions. So what kind of storm do we have going on in our head, and what are we going to do about it? Are we going to allow that storm to keep being created in our minds and in our home? Or are we going to change the powerful force that we have, like the water, and the life-sustaining force that we have as mothers? Are we going to change that into something peaceful into our life? So I am here to tell you that you have the power to change that storm and start influencing your children and those around you for the better. And it's something that will liven your life. And you will find a happiness inside of you that you never even imagined. Just knowing that you are in charge of how you feel can be very empowering. Your thoughts as a mother determine your actions. So how are you influencing your home? Do you find yourself struggling to stay afloat more than enjoying the beauty around you? I know when I had young boys and I just felt like I was giving so much that some days I just felt I was struggling just to stay above the water. I was like the duck that was going along the water and I seemed smooth and calm above, but below I was just struggling to stay afloat. And I so wish that I had these tools that I have now that would have been able so great to help me back then when I had so many things going on inside of my head with kids. I'm sure many of you are going through the same thing when you have little ones and they're taking so much of your energy and your time. But hopefully by listening to this podcast, you are able to gain the tools that you need so that you can change the way that you think and your thoughts so that your actions and your heart is at peace. So just like the water, we have the ability to create peace and calm and serenity and just so much beauty in our life if we allow it. Or we can also be like the water and create anger and scary moments and terrifying moments that make it so that we have a difficult time just staying above water. So what do you find, what thoughts bring out your anger and frustrations? When you think about when you get angry, when you are at home with your children or when you're out and about, what are those thoughts that bring out those anger issues and that frustration or worry or jealousy or any kind of thought that you have, sadness? What are those thoughts? And ask yourself, are those thoughts really necessary when it comes down to it? So I want to tell you a quick story that will get you thinking about how powerful your thoughts are. I heard this example today in a training that I was in with Jody Moore from Better Than Happy. And I just loved this story. It actually wasn't from her. It was from someone that she was coaching. It was another mother, and she brought this story, and I just kind of want to share this story a little bit with you. So let's say you hear your toddler, you have a two-year-old who just went down for a nap. Let's say you hear your toddler waking up from his nap, and before he woke up, you were getting so much done. You even had time to read a book. You were energized. You were happy. And then all of a sudden you hear your little toddler cry and wake up. So you walk into his room and you see that your toddler has successfully smeared poop all over the walls and the crib. Raise your hand if you've had this happen. I have with my last child. I thought I was going to get past it. I've had many friends tell me this story and I'm like, oh, I've never had this happen. But with my last one, I did. As you walk in, where do your thoughts go? This is where your thoughts can make or break the situation. So before you walked in this room, you were happy, you were energized, but yet behind that door, there was poop being smeared all over the wall. And at that moment, you had no thoughts connected to that incident or circumstance until you opened that door and walked in. Now all of a sudden your brain has thoughts start coming out in full force. Now this is where I want you to understand how powerful your thoughts are. So ask yourself, are your thoughts, when you walk in, are they going to create a storm within yourself and your home? Or are those thoughts going to take you and your child to a place of peace? So yeah, you could walk in and you could just be like, oh, you have got to be kidding me. You could be upset. You could cry. Or you could look at that as a circumstance and say, I can't change this at all. I am going to put my thoughts in a place and be like, I love this baby. I don't want to yell at this baby. Of course, as a 2-year-old, that your baby was not trying to make you angry. She was just exploring her world around her or him. I want you to think, where do you want to see your family in 30 years? What is your end result that you are wanting for your family? What are you going to teach your child during this circumstance? What are you going to teach yourself? What thoughts are you going in your mind to be able to hone in and really to find a place of peace instead of a place of anger? Can you and will you change your thoughts to find peace within yourself? Now, I just love this concept. And there's sometimes I don't want to go find out the circumstance that's happening because my thoughts are in a happy place at the moment. But knowing that you can change your thoughts to a place where you want them to be, is it super empowering, don't you think? I truly believe that this is a life-changing concept, that no one is in charge of your thoughts or your happiness. No one is in charge of that. There's nothing that you can change about that poop being smeared on the wall. The only thing that you can change is your thoughts, which then in turn into action. Now, I want to share another story that will kind of help you understand a little bit more. Hopefully, I'm a big believer of storytelling. I feel like people can learn so much by a story, and they remember things better through stories. So I want to share another story that is currently happening with one of my youngest little boy, who's 4 years old, bless his stinking heart. He has had so many problems, and sorry, this story has to do with poop again. Let's face it. As moms, we get pooped on, we have to deal with poop, we get spit up on. It's a glorified job, isn't it? Anyways, so he's 4 years old, and he's been potty trained. He was potty trained earlier than any of my other boys were, shortly after 2 years old, I think it was about two, maybe 2.5. And I was so excited. I'm like, yay, going on a trip without any diapers. Like, this was a monumental moment in our life. And I was just really excited. Well, after about 3 months, he started having accidents all of the time. I tried everything from... And not my brightest moments, so don't judge. No judging going along here. But we tried cold showers. We tried, oh my goodness, I can't even remember everything that we tried. We tried everything. We tried sitting him in timeout. We tried putting diapers back on him. We tried so many different things to help him to not have accidents. And if he wasn't ready, then we were fine putting diapers back on him. But it just... He still went to the bathroom, and we just feel like he didn't need diapers. Anyways, long story short, there were many, 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 many months that I was frustrated every time that he had an accident. I would get mad. Sometimes I even wanted to cry because I was like, this is so gross. This is so annoying. This is so inconvenient. Why is he doing this? He was so capable of doing it at the beginning. Why is he regressing? And I was not in a peaceful place as a mother. And he still, to this day, this was when he was like almost 3, people, he still has accidents. And it's not a complete poop accident. He has just where he's like holding it in and he just smears it all over his underwear and it's just stinky and you just have to clean him up. But there was the change for me happened, probably 5 months ago, I would say, when I just decided that I wasn't going to worry about it anymore. I was going to love my son. I was going to show him love, and I wasn't going to make a big deal of it. I know in the end result for my son, he's not going to be having accidents when he's 16 years old. That's not going to be an issue. So I wanted to be in a place of peace, and I just decided, you know what? I can be mad at him. I can be frustrated, or I can just calmly take care of it and have a place in my heart that's just at peace because I'm not making it a big deal. I know it's not the most convenient thing in the world, and there's some times that I feel frustrated still, but I kind of change my thoughts and be like, I love this child so much that I am going to just spend this time that I have with him and just love him, and one day it will go away and I won't have to do that anymore. I try and look at the positive things when I'm helping him and taking him to the bathroom. And one of my husband and I always laugh at this is every single time he goes on the toilet, he's going to the bathroom and he looks at us with his bright red face and he says, "I love you, Mommy, I love you." And it's the most adorable thing that I just love so much, even in a situation that is a pain a lot of times. So that was just another story that I wanted to share with you, that you can change your circumstance, or you can't change your circumstance, but you can change your thoughts regarding that circumstance. I've tried everything to try and change him so that he doesn't have accidents, but I have like exhausted all of my know-hows in doing this. And it's not every day now. It's gotten better. So I go to a place of peace in my mind, and my thoughts are out of love instead of frustrations. And that has really freed up a lot of energy in my mind so that I can focus on other things, on bettering my life, so that I'm not so focused on feeling like a failure as a mother because my child has accidents, or feeling like there's something wrong with my child. It's just a wonderful place to be, to allow my mind to be clear and free from this worry, from this circumstance that is happening in my life. So I want you to kind of think about that this week as you go about your day and different things that your kids do. And we all know kids can be little stinkers and they can get into trouble. But I want you to slow down and kind of think about your thoughts when something like this occurs. Where do your thoughts go? And I want you to write them down. When you have a moment where you feel any kind of an emotion, where you are upset or something that you don't want yourself seeing, sometimes us as moms, we kind of beat ourselves up for being in a place of sadness. We were too hard on our children. We said something we shouldn't have. In those instances, I want you to go back to that circumstance of what happened. What was the circumstance that you could not change? And then what were your feelings that you had when you saw that circumstance? And I want you to write those feelings down. And then I want you to think about what you could do differently the next time that it happened. This is a powerful tool to be able to get you started thinking about how you think and how you feel in your life. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me this week. And I am excited to start this podcast with you. And we will see you next week.